In today's gospel, for the third time in how many weeks, we have heard about someone who was rich. Whether it was the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, or the parable of the rich farmer, and today it is a rich ruler who comes to Jesus. It's not a story, but a fact. And he comes to Jesus sincerely. He truly wants to be saved. But by his question and Jesus' answer, we see Jesus was guiding him in a different way than he thought. Because the man asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Maybe it's because he has riches, but he thinks inheriting eternal life is a transaction. If I do A, God will do B. If I do this, God will welcome me into his kingdom. He's thinking about how someone would buy a loaf of bread. I'll give you a coin, you give me a loaf of bread. So Jesus doesn't tell the man the more perfect commandments. He doesn't tell him, love your enemy. He doesn't tell him, do good to those who hate you. He doesn't even tell him, no greater commandment is there than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus begins out very basically, seeing that the man is rich and how attached he is to looking at life as transactions that take place, and thinking that even getting to heaven is about a transaction. Again, I do A and God will do B. So Jesus tells him, go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and then follow me. Jesus is showing him this way, that his attachment to all the things that he has is leading him to think of God in the wrong way. And Jesus wants him to sell it all and give it to the poor, and then follow Jesus. And in following Jesus, he will learn all these perfect ways, the perfect ways of life that are in Christ, because they are in his life. And beloved, we may not be rich, but we can get into that thinking about God, that like the young ruler did. If I keep the commandments, I'm going to get to heaven. It's about something more than that. We can do that. God still receives us as Christ received the young man. But that's a less perfect way. That's not the fullness of the way. Because the way is a person and it is Christ. Our inheriting the kingdom of heaven begins at our baptism. When we receive Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the kingdom of heaven. Everything is given to us at our baptism. Everything. The question is, what do we do with that everything all our life? Do we open our hearts to experience Christ in us? Do we make room for him? Do we make room for the kingdom in us? Or do we seek after our own petty things, our self-will, our selfishness, or pride that gets in the way, any of the passions that engage us instead of us engaging Christ in us? That is what salvation is, beloved. That is what life is. Life in Christ. Not a transaction. Not about keeping commandments so that we get brownie points. But about living Christ's life who is already in us. He in us, and we live his life. That's part of why we come, it is why we come to church. We come here to worship him, and the Father and the Spirit to receive him, to be renewed in him, so that we live like these windows. We see their beauty, but the sun comes through them. It shines through them. It's the sun that gives them light. And that's how our life is to be, like glass, so that the light of Christ in us shines out, that his light, not ours, because it is his light, that shines forth whenever we do any good deed, whenever we say any good word, whenever we think any good thought, whenever we visit someone who is sick or call them, or hold our tongue when someone speaks against us. That is Christ alive in us, visible, manifest in our life. And this is what life in the kingdom is, because it begins here, begins at our baptism, and we continue to live it so that when we die, it's not that we are exchanging something like this for that, earth for heaven, but we are continuing the life in Christ that we began here, and we come to it in its fullness once we give up our breath, our spirit, our prayer that our sins are forgiven and that we enter into the fullness of life in Christ that we have already been living here. And this is what the young man would have learned if he had done what Christ had asked him, if he had given up on his way of thinking about God in such a way, given away what he had and followed Christ to learn that life in Christ is not a transaction, but rather it is life itself, the way we live in him now, that this liturgy we serve is going to be replaced by the heavenly liturgy in the heavenly kingdom. So we participated in it here and now to experience Christ, so that we go out these doors shining with the light of Christ, and at our death, we come to the fullness of life with him and the Father and the Spirit to the ages. Amen.